Okay, we are back. And Theo and I, this past weekend, we spent a few hours delivering DoorDash for the first time ever. Why did we decide to do this? Well, a part of what we're doing here in Learn in Public this season, this year, is a lot of experimentation and learning. And this means putting ourselves in new situations, trying things that are uncomfortable. And there's many parts of delivering DoorDash that fits that description. We're in a new city. It has us driving down streets that are very unfamiliar. It has us meeting new people. It has us doing a job in the gig economy that we regularly read about online, but have no in-person interaction with other than being a customer. So for all these reasons, we're just really curious.
Yeah, one thing that draws me to this, that drew me to this experience was just the spirit of being open. And one of the things that I've been realizing as part of this podcast is that the more we're open to things, like we were open to trying out a new tour, the more serendipity there is, the more we're able to meet new people, to have new experiences, and to learn a lot of things in public.
Yep, all part of our non-traditional learning experience tour right now. So rather than tell you about our experience delivering DoorDash, we will just show you. We recorded a lot of clips
3 hours.
3 hours worth.
Yeah.
Here is the condensed version. Enjoy.
Cool. I think we're live.
Priority number one today is don't run anyone over.
Yes.
Safety first.
Yes.
Priority number two is see where the day takes us, lean into serendipity, hopefully meet some fun people.
Do you feel like this is going to be more fun than you expected or less fun than you expected?
I don't know what to expect, but we'll see what happens. DoorDash is probably not the most interactive, human interactive way
Yeah.
To do the gig economy. Probably like Uber and other places give you a better chance to do that, but
Right. What happens if we like spice things up? Like we like got like post-it notes or something, or like
Oh, I like
hope you
that.
have a great weekend and we like enjoy your Rubios or something. Like,
I like that.
how do we think a little outside the box? I think
Yeah.
I'm going into this going like, this is gonna be a ton of fun. Like,
You're trying to like in inject the fun.
inject the fun
Inject the
in
fun.
unique and creative ways.
Injecting the fun.
Like, it's gonna be Valentine's Day soon, right? Like,
Yeah.
what happens if we did something like, like, would it be too expensive to like buy a bouquet of flowers and we put like a flower in
Oh,
every
I
single
like
one of the
that.
package? Like,
I like that, actually. Okay, I'm down for that. Why don't we
how do we make this an experience that is not that transactional, you know?
How do you make a DoorDash delivery?
Yeah,
Hi,
maybe that's what we're
Bellsmere
trying to do
speaking.
here,
Your
right?
destination will be on the left.
We live in such a transactional world.
It's I like it. It's very subversive. Because the whole
Your
design of the
destination is on
experience
the
is,
left.
now that I feel it, it's oriented for transaction
Yeah.
and
Efficiency.
lower friction.
Yeah. I think we have enough time to go get some flowers at Trader Joe's. You can stay in the car and I'll go get it. And then
Dope.
we're gonna put
Dope.
a rose there. And we can say, hope you have a. Maybe not a note, but actually, this should be a note, because then it'll feel a little random.
How do you? Oh, I think there's a Staples right next to Trader
Head west
Joe's.
toward 8th Street.
Okay,
So
do you
if
not have a
you.
pen here?
No.
Damn.
These are the things that we, Do you want to go home and get a pen?
I feel like Trader Joe must have a pen, or they're
Okay,
gonna try to
okay.
steal a pen or something. I don't
Okay,
know.
and then post-its.
Listeners, we're back in the studio. And just to catch you up here, after we executed on this brilliant idea Theo had of getting the flowers at Trader Joe's, I did not realize that the app was running the entire time on DoorDash. And so we missed three or four orders. And when you miss an order, The app interprets it as a rejection, and DoorDash does not like it when you reject the orders it gives you. So here we deal with the consequences of the long wait time that is ensuing for us in the parking lots.
Dang, man, we're really getting... We got thrown
in the doghouse hard. We got thrown in the doghouse so hard. I think we got buried and we're in a cat house inside the doghouse now. It's just
outside of a Trader Joe's parking lot.
It's hot. And, damn it. It's possible also. It's just like non-peak right now, you know?
Yeah.
It is 3:30.
Maybe. Should we drive around? Does that help?
I don't think so. Maybe our fortunes will change once the hotspots refresh. Because it says the hotspots will refresh in 2 minutes.
And so after another 10 minutes waiting in the Trader Joe's parking lot, Jim and I finally get a DoorDash order from a woman named Joanna at a hotel. It's a Subway order. And keep in mind, this was the first order that we're going to be giving somebody a rose, and the instructions say, please hand it to me. So this was the moment to shine, and we were so excited. Here's my recap to Jim in the car. That was my first DoorDash experience delivering. And this building is a complex building to find where the lobby is. I went around and went to a pool.
Oh no.
Asked somebody to come around, and it says right around the corner, but this is actually, this whole hotel here is just like the hotel. The actual lobby is right there.
Disaster.
And then the person wasn't there, so I gave it to the coworker. And
you gave it to the receptionist?
Yeah, I gave it to the
I should say can't hand order to customer.
She works there. So she wasn't, she was like on a call or something.
Oh, she works there. And yeah, her coworker took it for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
And on the way back, I tried to open a car that I thought was Jim's, and it was not. And, Jesus, I'm stressed.
Did you give the rose?
I gave the rose.
Unimpressed, because she obviously...
Relatively unimpressed, because she was like, okay, cool, thanks. Like, nice.
Dude, no tip, too.
It's all good. It's all good. So we just completed the first two orders, and it was tough and uneventful. Yet Jim and I find a way to muster up the energy for order number three. So Jim, we recorded 53 minutes of content so far.
I don't know.
And we have two orders.
Oh man, it made less than $10.
We spent $14 on the flowers. We didn't even make $10. That was $10 worth of orders.
We made $9.
I just want a customer to be like, oh, that was so sweet of you. I'm having a hard day, and this, you know, small things like this make my day.
Yeah.
As opposed to, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I want.
Well, I think it's the unexpected of it, you know? I bet these are all like returning customers from DoorDash who are just like, they're used to how it feels.
All right, I feel like the pitch that I made at that hotel was not that compelling.
I felt like
it was kind of like, it was kind of underwhelming that it was a friend of, or like a coworker.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think this time I'm just going to be like, hey, Ariana, we got your poke order here. We also know it's Valentine's Day this coming Monday, and we just wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day, whether you're with somebody or whether you're not.
Yeah.
Hope you have a great weekend, and hope you enjoy this poke.
Here's a flower to make it special.
Here's a flower to make it extra special.
There you go. Yeah. I feel like both of us are like talkers, so maybe if you allow yourself to verbalize a little bit more, it'll
flow.
Yeah, I think you're like settling. Give yourself like four sentences rather than one.
Ticonderoga Street.
Nice houses.
I know, these are nice. She would probably appreciate the rose. She was in that house? That's the nicest one.
Can you go take a photo?
Oh, yep.
Just like have your mask on because sometimes they'll look from the windows.
We got you a rose in case you for to celebrate Valentine's Day, whether you're single or you're not. Have a great weekend.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, she seemed semi-delighted and surprised.
I think it was, yeah, it was just like, it was like a sprinkle on top. I think that's nice.
It is nice. Let's drive to the hotspot. Damn it, it's 10 minutes in the opposite direction.
I feel like I want to scrap the whether you're single or not. I feel like
there's
no point in saying that. Yeah. Come on, Theo. It just like ends it on like a weird note. It's just like, yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
A little bit too much hedging, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's okay.
I wonder what this experience would have looked like if we did it like late night.
You probably don't want to be saying whether you're single or not in any capacity.
Happy Valentine's Day. I mean, I don't mean it in any. I'm not trying to
be creepy or try to.
Just giving you a rose to celebrate. Let me just take back the rose. Let me just take back the rose. This is off.
Let me just try this whole thing again.
We're cutting this.
Let me just take the food.
I promise this is for a podcast.
Oh my god. All right, listeners, at this point you can probably tell that we are having a lot of trouble despite our best efforts trying to make the DoorDash delivery process, which is very transactional, at all delightful. It feels unnatural to present the rose along with someone else's food that they just want you to leave there and go away, right? And we tried this with a couple more uneventful orders that we just left. But we are hopeful about this one final order, the last one of the day.
Your destination is on the left.
All right. Arrested in public.
Requested you leave the order at their door.
Of course.
They added the following instructions.
Leave at my door.
That's great. Hey, I think this is an opportunity because there are people.
Dude, do it. Let's do it. Bring it with you.
Do you want to come with?
Sure.
Trash. All right. Who is this for?
3024.
Austin. Do you want to get the order down there? Yes, looks like it.
It is this one.
All right, they got a door open.
Yep,
so this is promising. Hey, it's for Austin.
Yeah.
We got you your DoorDash order. We got some roses for you to celebrate Valentine's Day. And here's your order.
Appreciate you.
Have a great one.
Yeah, you too.
Oh man, that was depressing.
I don't think he actually appreciated it.
Oh wow, that was such a perfect order to end on, because I don't know if you caught what happened. Our final recipient, Austin, he had cut Theo off right as Theo was wishing him a happy Valentine's Day with a rose. And so hence the depressing nature of that final order. But on that note, reflecting back on all of this a week later, Theo, we set out to bring surprise and delight to DoorDash customers and also to try something new. How do you think we did, and what are you taking away from this?
I just don't think that this was the DoorDash experience that we had expected. It took a lot of twists and turns, and you know, we came up with a really cool concept that we thought would be really fun in making a pretty transactional, boring experience like a DoorDash delivery into something that we try to make special. As you can probably tell in this episode, we did not succeed in that goal to make people feel special.
Yeah.
But I think all the orders had its awkward moments, but there was a lot of comedic relief in each one of those orders.
Yeah, and I think both of us were delighted, despite not bringing delight to the customers.
Yeah. So
we had to cut out a lot of the laughing along the way because we did have a lot of fun. That was one of the things we started talking about, was how fun this day was going to be. It was actually a blast, despite the relative failure on the rose giving. I guess my takeaway here is along this line of when is it a good moment to surprise or delight someone? And I kept on thinking that as we were walking up to these houses, when Austin and everyone else was probably hungry and all they wanted to do was get their food, not have like two guys yap at them about Valentine's Day or whatever it is. They just want to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is probably not the best time to like give them something a little bit extra and unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started thinking about, is it ever a good time to surprise someone and give them something unexpected and delightful? I don't know. I think that like, I think about how like day to day we are all in this flow, in this mode of living our lives. And a lot of it falls on these like conventionalized tracks that we've been on. So I don't know. I think a part of giving delight, it's about being open to receiving it. And for me, the reflection here is maybe more just like taking it from the customer's perspective here as someone who is often on the receiving side of mm-hmm. customer service experiences,
mm-hmm.
being more open
mm-hmm.
towards the small gestures that other people make and being more open to being delighted, because who knows, there might be someone else along the way who is just trying to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
With their day at work because mm-hmm. it's a holiday or because they just feel like it or because they're having a really good day and they want to pass something on, and I could be totally missing it right now
yeah.
because I'm just going along my day seeing it as a transaction and just, you know, missing out a large chunk of life. So that's a takeaway, not necessarily yeah. in terms of giving delight, but in terms of receiving it.
I want to be more open as a customer when, you know, somebody tries to go above and beyond with their
yeah.
customer service totally. And tip more generously,
yeah.
Converse more generously. I think
yes.
I think in our day to day, it's so easy to be in a transactional mindset.
Yeah.
And this was being on the other side of this. I think it gave me a bigger appreciation for customer service workers and
yeah.
All the cool opportunities that could happen if you just engage and opened up.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
We'll see you next week.